Blog Talk Radio.
Moving, moving, oh, 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 moving.
Want to welcome everyone to another episode of Blog Talk Radio. This is the show, the Booker Douglas Family and Friends Network. I am Seth, and I just want to thank everybody for stopping by, supporting the show, whether you be live tonight or if you happen to be listening on the next day or the next week or the next month or the next year, because y'all know these shows are recorded. And that means you can listen later. So, again, I want to thank everybody for stopping by. That is everybody, meaning family and friends, for supporting this endeavor. This is just something we do every week just to kind of stay in touch with the family. It's not designed for any person to listen every week. We understand you can't listen every week. Everybody is busy, including myself. But we have this show for those that do want to connect with family. It's connect meaning listen or give input. So don't forget the number. The number is 760. If you're on the internet and you're listening because you got a link sent to your email, if you want to call and listen on your cell phone because you got to run out and go do this, that, and the other, it's 760-283-0838. If you are listening on your phone and you don't want to have this up to your ear the whole 2 hours, then you can go online to www.blogtalkradio.com. You either can search for Five Smooth Songs or you can just finish typing after .com/5_smooth_stones. That's Five Smooth Stones. Again, 5_smooth_stones. Don't forget the slash after .com. Or you can just simply, once you go to blogtalkradio.com, just simply do a search for Five Smooth Stones and put it up that way. Either way, you can find it. Just move down to the Booker Douglas Family and Friends Network. Hopefully everybody's doing well tonight. I really hope my family and friends are doing well tonight. We are a blessed people to even have this show where we can connect like this. And I thank the Most High for giving me the idea, but I can't make it happen myself. It won't be a success by myself. When it is a success, and I think it has had some success, but when it is a success, I won't be able to even claim it. It's just that simple. We need everybody to make this happen, and I hope y'all understand that. I also want to just Just kind of let y'all know what's going to happen tonight. I want to start doing that, kind of letting everybody know what's going to happen. What is the show going to consist of? And I do see. Let me just go ahead and do what I'm doing here. Tonight, just so everybody know, we do have a guest tonight. Her name is Virginia Gilmore, the lady that was supposed to come last week and no-showed. You missed it. Well, that's okay. She no-showed for a very good reason, and she will be on tonight. So guess what? You get to hear her after all. This woman is a woman that we respect very much, meaning my family, my brothers and sisters and my mom. Before she passed, we respected this woman a lot. This could be at some point in Mama's life, I'm sure she would say Miss Virginia was her best friend. Anyway, tonight she is here, and she's going to talk about some things. Like I told y'all last week, Miss Virginia always mentions something that none of us even can. Well, she mentioned things that we forget. Let me just say it like that. You know, being a best friend, you can remember things that the kid is just not going to remember. So that's what's going on, and that's where we're at tonight. Okay, so she will be the guest. Later on, I will be playing the weekly clip by the president. We're going to start including that because on this show, we support heavily the one and only President Barack Obama. Now, that don't mean we'll agree with a whole lot of things he do. However, when you weigh the evils out, you come out almost squeaky clean because, trust me, folks, y'all may not agree with the gay the gay marriage issue that Obama passed. I know how some of y'all feel about that. Believe me, I know how some of y'all feel about that. But you look at all the other things Obama have done to help us, it's just no, it's not even a competition. And so I know I'm being political, but it already is political. I mean, I didn't make it that way. It just already is political. So, again, we are definitely going to be supporting the president on this show. So just look forward to me every single week talking about it, okay? So we're going to do that, as well as talk about some things happening around the family. There's a lot of things going on around the family. I don't know if you guys know it or not, but a lot of people graduating. And I just don't want us to not be supportive of these children who has paid their dues by staying in school. I just really want to be a blessing to them, and I hope that we support them for sure. So tonight, my hat goes off to, y'all have to bear with me, I'm doing about three things here at one time, but my hat goes off to Caleb Howard and Elizabeth McVeigh. They are graduating, and I'm so proud of these young people. I haven't had a chance to really tell them, but I will, believe that. And I just want to remind everybody else to hit them on Facebook. Let them know that we really appreciate them staying in school and doing what's right. You know, we always acknowledge, we always talk about how these kids don't do this and don't do that. But here's some folks doing what they need to do, and I'm so proud of them. All right, also, and I'm probably jumping ahead, but I just thought I'd go ahead and get these announcements out of the way. There's not that many. Chris Booker is reminding everyone to please, please do not forget about the getting your monies in by the 4th of June. Again, the 4th of June. You want everybody to have their money in for this barbecue that they're having on the 15th. So, again, Chris Booker is having a barbecue over the Shawnee's over at on the north side, and they want everybody to have their monies in by the 4th, okay? I'm saying that real slow where everybody can get it. When everybody have their monies in by the 4th, they're going to be very upset if everybody shows up, like I would be upset if everybody show up at the last minute on the 15th talking about they want to pay. So have your monies in, please. If you want to know where to take the monies, where to drop off your monies, that's a good question. He didn't mention that, but I would assume I know Dinky is one person you can drop it off to because he's a part of the planning process, or Shawnee herself would probably, I'm sure, be two places I can think of right away because Chris is out of town. All right, so don't forget, again, June 4th, deadline for that. And don't forget Elizabeth, Sunday graduated. I forgot to give you all the dates. I'm sorry. And we'll talk about this a little later on, remind everybody a little later on in the show. Elizabeth is going to be graduating on the 30th of June at the Daniel Meyer Coliseum at 7 o'clock. Again, hit her on Facebook, congratulate her, and be there to support her. Caleb is going to be graduating on the 26th of May, that's next Saturday, at 2 o'clock at the Fort Worth Convention Center. Congratulations on both of them. And any other seniors out there that I don't know about, y'all just got to call and let me know. I won't know unless you tell me, okay? I simply won't know unless you tell me. All right, so I called myself going to talk about what's going to be on the show tonight, but I got sidetracked with those messages because it was important that I get out of the way, and plus we didn't have that many. So tonight, what's all happening, like I said, Obama will be speaking a little later on. Got a lot of good music coming at you, and Robbie is going to be doing her inspirational moment like she do every week. We thank her for that. She's going to be doing that. As a matter of fact, she's on the phone right now. I see you, Aunt Robbie. And then I guess I'm not going to tell you everything. That way you'd be surprised. But Steve Harvey's going to do something a little later on audio-wise. You can't miss it. You can't miss it. It's not just comedy. That's all I'm going to tell you. And so we just have a little bit of this and a little bit of that coming at you. Can't tell you everything, so y'all just stay tuned. Like I said, the hour, 10 o'clock, the one and only Miss Virginia Gilmore will be tuning in to just shouting out to the family and sharing with us the things that's on her heart. Just to give you a quick day quick forecast of the weather, some of y'all might be interested. You won't have to listen to the news, might as well just listen to me. Dallas-Fort Worth Airport weather update has it going like this. Friday, so I can just get tuned in here. Hold on here. Okay, y'all bear with me here. I don't want to go that far. We want a local. And while I'm looking at pulling this back up, because I had it up and then I lost it, so bear with me. But while I'm pulling this up, folks, please let me know anything going on in the family. I'm not getting any information. You guys have dropped the ball with regards to news and information. Remember, I'm here to talk about what's going on in the family. Y'all got to let me know what is going on in the family. I mean, for real, what's happening? Birthdays, anniversaries, I mean, what's going on? Serious. I haven't heard anything, and so I just want to be, I want everybody to know what's happening, where we can support each other. Again, we ain't trying to know all your business. We don't need to know all your business. Never tell anyone all your business. We just simply want people to know little things like birthdays, anniversaries, where we can kind of give you a little shout-out, and maybe some people want to grace you with a phone call, okay? But anyway, please, please, that's with a capital P, please let us know what's going on with you with regards to these little celebrations where the family can be a part of, okay? All right. Tomorrow's high is going to be 88 with a 30% chance of precipitation. And then on tomorrow night, the low will fall to 66. Tuesday, high is going to be 90, partly cloudy. And the low is going to be 70 degrees, all right? Then Wednesday, again, partly cloudy. The high is going to be 93, the low is 66. Thursday, if you're concerned about that far in advance, it's going to be clear. High of 93, low of 68. Hot, hot, hot. Anytime you get in the 90s. So anyway, there you have it. That's the weather. Again, you don't have to tune in to nobody but us. You got it right here at the Booker Douglas Family Friends Network. And also, before I go to this short break, and then we'll have on a Robbie here in a little bit, I want to, hold on one second here. Okay, well, I'll talk about that in a second. We'll just hold it off and talk about that in a second. So, again, folks, just I want to thank everybody for supporting us. The archives are looking really good, meaning after the show, some of y'all go and listen to the show afterwards, 2-3 days a month, just in the future. And we are doing real, real good with that. And even the live shows, we're picking up on the numbers. So a lot of y'all are now listening. You're getting the message. I hope we get more and more and more eventually. My goal is 300 people. That's my goal. I know y'all may think I'm crazy for wanting something so high, but I actually look for the day for 300 people to join us on this network. That, I mean, I just believe it. I just think that it can happen. There's no reason we shouldn't. The family's large as it is. And so, anyway, let's go ahead and we'll be right back. I just wanted to just remind y'all that I do appreciate you supporting the archives. Continue to do it. And leave notes on those. When you listen to those shows that's pre-recorded, leave notes to me. You know you can comment. You can comment and say I enjoyed the show or if you have any suggestions. Okay? So we'll be right back in a little bit.
This is Caleb Booker, better known as Uncle Bud, and you're listening to the Booker Douglas Family and Friend Network. Enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Donna, Irene's oldest.
I apologize for that. I don't know why they always act up. Okay. Check this out. We'll be right back.
SYD.
Let me hear your breath. Let me hear your breath. Let me hear your breath.
hear your breath. Judah, let me hear your breath. Let me hear your breath. Judah, let me hear your breath. Judah, let me hear your breath. He said you're trying to die. Judah, let me hear your breath. Judah, let me hear your breath. Let me hear your breath.
Your life from a glass frame. I can't change situation, but I can't change. The progress is being strangled from the offense. My offspring is getting sent up in the coffin. We often turn our heads from abortion. As Christian, we should not try to warn men. We've been living in the seas in the bottom. We all falling, some starving, and that's the problem. The next time that you don't want to feed one, now picture the one that's your son. Now picture the son saying that's the one. I came here for, lay my life on the cross. Been broken and lost. As we turn our head, hey, God still cries. But we can only see through God's eyes. We will see that that God is still God's child. If we can look closer, you see God crying, saying,
Judah, let me hear your cry. Judah, let me hear your cry. Let me hear your cry. Judah, let me hear your cry. Judah, let me hear your cry. Let me hear your cry. Judah, let me hear your cry. Judah, let me hear your cry. You said you're trying to die. Judah, let me hear your cry.
But you say you're so hopeless. You lost focus. You had a grip on your promise, but you let it slip through your fingertips. Now you're thinking that you never had it in the first place. More worship in the worst case, cause that'll get you to the best place. I found grace in the face of the master, but the masses brainwash and standing conscious, and that's a problem. Even though the church got the answer, they won't solve them. They just walk by. How do you know? Cause I was the guy that just walked by. We can turn the heads, but God still cry. We can only see through God's eyes. We will see that that guy is our child. If we can look closer, we'll see God cry. If we can look closer, we'll see God cry.
Judah, let me hear your cry. Judah, let me hear your cry. Let me hear your cry. Judah, 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 let me hear your cry. Let me hear your cry. Judah, let me hear your cry. Judah, let me hear your cry. You said you're trying to die. Judah, let me hear your cry. Judah, let me hear your cry. Let me hear your cry.
You feel like Jonah getting swallowed from the whale. Your lips all ashy because you tell through the tail. You pop those pills in case God fails. In the face of your pastor, you say you won't heal. But when you go home, you say you still feel the same when you left there. And then the faith is real. Then the pain that you feel because you left there. You say you trust God. But what if you trust God? So you better man up. And those were the words that got me to stand up. I put my hand up and received what was meant for me. Even though death was meant for me. And I got set free in the middle of a storm. I felt his presence set me free. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
In the middle
yeah.
of the storm, man.
In the middle of the storm, set me free.
Come on.
Judah, yeah. Let me hear your cry. Judah, let me hear your cry. Let me hear your cry. Judah, let me hear your cry. Judah, let me hear your cry. Let me hear your cry. Judah, let me hear your cry. Judah, let me hear your cry. You said you're trying to die. Judah, let me hear your cry. Judah, let me hear your cry. Let me hear your cry.
Okay, and a lot of y'all have asked about that song. That is by Judah, Let Me Hear Your Cry by Syd, S-Y-D. That's what he go by, Syd. I know that's a kind of odd name, but that's what he go by. Anyway, I had mentioned President Obama earlier, and I'm going to go ahead now and play the clip. I think it's the best. We just go ahead and play it now. And then what will happen is after President Obama, I'll bring on the one and only Reverend Robbie Slaughter with her inspirational moment, and we'll just finish the rest of the show, okay? So, again, this is President Obama. He does his weekly address. I don't know if y'all know this or not, but every single week the President of the United States sit down and do a formal recording what he's saying to the nation to kind of keep everybody updated. I don't know if the previous presidents or not did that, probably, maybe not. I don't know. I just happened to find this out about, maybe 5 years ago I found this out, and I just love hearing from him. So anyway, this is the president's song. It's a very short, it's only 3 minutes and 30 seconds, but check it out. Don't take it lightly. I know it's politics. Some of y'all ain't down with politics, but check this out. You'll like this.
We all know the past 2 years have been difficult for this country. After the worst recession of our lifetimes, it's going to take longer than any of us would like for the economy to fully recover. But there are plenty of steps we can take to speed up the recovery. There are things we can do right now to help create jobs and restore some of the financial security that so many families have lost. Now, the other side isn't so optimistic. They think all we can do is cut taxes, especially for the wealthiest Americans, and go back to letting banks and corporations write their own rules again. That's their plan.
I'm sorry. Actually, this was last week. Let me get the current week. My bad. My bad, family. Here we go.
For the past 3.5 years, we've been fighting our way back from a historic economic crisis, one caused by breathtaking irresponsibility on the part of some on Wall Street, who treated our financial system like a casino. Not only did that behavior nearly destroy the financial system, it cost our economy millions of jobs, hurt middle-class families, and left taxpayers holding the bag. Since then, we've recovered taxpayer dollars that were used to stabilize troubled banks. And we've put in place Wall Street reform with smarter, tougher, common sense rules that serve one primary purpose: to prevent a crisis like that from ever happening again. And yet, for the past 2 years, too many Republicans in Congress and an army of financial industry lobbyists actually have been waging an all-out battle to delay, defund, and dismantle Wall Street reform. Recently, we've seen why we can't let that happen. We found out that a big mistake at one of our biggest banks resulted in a $2 billion loss. While that bank can handle a loss of that size, other banks may not have been able to. And without Wall Street reform, we could have found ourselves with the taxpayers once again on the hook for Wall Street's mistakes. That's why it's so important that members of Congress stand on the side of reform, not against it, because we can't afford to go back to an era of weak regulation and little oversight, where excessive risk-taking on Wall Street and a lack of basic oversight in Washington nearly destroyed our economy. We can't afford to go back to that brand of you're-on-your-own economics, not after the American people have worked so hard to come back from this crisis. We've got to keep moving forward. We've got to finish the job of implementing this reform and putting these rules in place. These new rules say that if you're a big bank or financial institution, you now have to hold more cash on hand so that if you make a bad decision, you pay for it, not the taxpayers. You have to write out a living will that details how you'll be winding down if you do fail. The new law takes away big bonuses and paydays from failed CEOs while giving shareholders a say on executive salaries. And for the first time in our nation's history, we have in place a consumer watchdog whose sole job is to look out for working families by protecting them from deceptive and unfair practices. So unless you run a financial institution whose business model is built on cheating consumers or making risky bets that could damage the whole economy, you have nothing to fear from Wall Street reform. Yes, it discourages big banks and financial institutions from making risky bets with taxpayer-insured money, and it encourages them to do things that actually help the economy, like extending loans to entrepreneurs with good ideas, to middle-class families who want to buy a home, to students who want to pursue a higher education. That's what Wall Street reform is all about, making this economy stronger for you. And we're going to keep working to recover every job lost to the recession, to build an economy where hard work and responsibility are once again rewarded, to restore an America where everyone has a fair shot, everyone does their fair share, and everybody plays by the same rules. I believe the free market is one of the greatest forces for progress in human history, that businesses are the engine of growth, that risk takers and innovators should be celebrated. But I also believe that at its best, the free market has never been a license to take whatever you want, however you can get it. Alongside our entrepreneurial spirit and rugged individualism, America only prospers when we meet our obligations to one another and to future generations. If you agree with me, let your member of Congress know. Tell them to spend less time working to undermine rules that are there to protect the economy and spend more time actually working to strengthen the economy. Thanks, and have a great weekend.
Okay. Again, that was your president, the one and only President Barack Obama, and keep him in your prayers. Okay, folks, like I said, every single week we're going to have this inspirational moment, and I just want to thank Aunt Robbie for doing this every single week she does it, and I know that she is busy and could be doing so many other things. So I just truly want to just thank her. And I'm just going to put a little music in the background. I've been doing this for quite a bit. Music in the background, Aunt Robbie, before I bring you on this, for every bounce by Shelly Spice. Very worshipful song. She was just a beautiful award. Putting that those here to worship. We'll look at the background party. So anyway, like we said, we're going to do this every single week. And we do it every single week. And this part of the program is designed to do just what I said, inspire. Because we're going through a lot of things right now, and we need to know what the Word of the Most High is saying. And it's not just for really Aunt Robbie to call in and inspire. It's for anybody really to call and inspire. But she has a spot on here for sure. But if some of y'all want to add to it, hey, we're right here for that. Okay? You can call in with your scriptures, call in with your dreams you might have had that you think is inspirational, words you might have had inspirational, because the Holy Spirit has been poured out upon all flesh, and if we would just yield to it, we too have inspiration for mankind. So, Aunt Robbie, I'm going to the phone lines now. Are you there? Area code 817-625, you there?
Yes, I am. How
okay,
are you, Seth?
Thank you again, and I will thank you again for doing what you do. You don't have to do it. Go ahead and just share the words you have with family for this week.
Okay. I've been thinking about a lot of things. There's so much going on now, and, you know, political things, spiritual things, it's just a lot of things going on that have some of us disturbed, you know. And so I ran across an article that by Pastor Donald Lee. And one of the questions that I had in my mind, and so often I've asked the question, because I was wondering about my family, and I'd like to see my family, as we used to say, in the ark of safety. So the one question that I would like to ask this evening, if I know all of them aren't, but I feel like it's so necessary that everybody have a church home. And that was one of the questions that I was going to ask, if they had church home. And I want to share this with all of my family members and the saints in the body of Christ. It seems good to me and to the Holy Spirit that I remind you that the Lord expects for us to keep ourselves and our families covered. And we must always be mindful that there is a devil out there. He's everywhere, in the schools, in the church, in the home. And he goes about to and fro, seeking whom he might devour. Now, if you think that's not a true statement, look in 1 Peter 5 and 8, and we'll find where the devil is going around seeking who he can destroy. So in order for us to follow up his plans and to, because his plan is to wreak havoc in our lives and destroy us and our loved ones, we must be mindful that it is of the utmost importance for us to be in church all the time, and not just once a week on Sundays. But in other words, if your church has an intercessory prayer service, most of us call it prayer meeting, you ought to be there, joining the brothers in interceding for the church. The families who are covered, are in the covenant with the church and interceding, are standing in the gap for the lost. They might come to know Jesus as Lord and Savior. Being saved from eternal damnation. So don't take it lightly. The importance of the intercessory prayer service. Sometimes you just never know whether the day you decide to stay at home and not to go to prayer, to be with the other saints, will be the very day your prayer for one accord with your church family will be the day that your prayer was needed the most. And then it doesn't matter whether those prayers were specifically for a family member or your own. In other words, it can be a matter of life and death in your own family. If you have to work during the time the church has the meeting of the worship service, that's understandable. God will give you time on the job. I used to tell people, you know, when you take a break, you can go in the bathroom. They don't know what you're doing in there. Just whisper a word of prayer. And by all means, pray on your own time at home. Don't take it lightly, the importance of praying with the saints. And I can tell you something else. Not only should Christians be in church, not only should they be in church and have a church, but they should be in a word-based church where the word of God is taught with boldness, yet simplicity, and with power, and without compromising. Such a church should have as Jesus under shepherd, a pastor who isn't afraid to correct those who may be in error, but at the same time is a leader with a compassionate heart and who acts in wisdom. I just have it in my spirit to write this week because I often hear the children of God saying, as an excuse for why they refuse to attend church with any degree of consistency or commitment, church is in the heart. It's not in the building. The church of Jesus Christ is in the heart of man. They also say, I don't need no man to teach me. God teaches me. Another one is, the pastor put it, in other words, we have some cliches that we really shouldn't say. But these statements like these are exactly why the devil has been running rampant in the lives, in the homes of many Christian families. They think they know more, much more, and resent you trying to share anything with them. And that goes against the carnal or natural understanding. But then they got family members in their homes who are sickly, terminal ill, are controlled by demons, rebellious children. Well, in other words, all of us need to be aware that if there ever was a time and a need for us to come together when it's possible, or just pick up the phone and call each other and whisper a prayer. I have a little cousin. She's been on your program, and she fasts on Friday. And, you know, I told her, I think I'm going to latch on, and I'm going to fast with you all on Fridays. And, do you know, I noticed a difference in my lifestyle. I noticed a few things that's happening in my home that wasn't happening. But there's power in prayer. As I used to hear my mother say, a family that prays together stays together. So thank you again for allowing me to say just a word. And you pray for A. Robbie, because I have had a little something going on today that it wasn't really family involved, not my physical family. It was a spiritual thing, but I'm asking you to pray for me, that God would enlighten me and give me an understanding of what I'm trying to understand. Thank you so much.
Wayne Rob, we appreciate that, and we always appreciate you coming on every single week and giving us inspiration. We really do. And hopefully everybody took everything you said to heart. The good thing about what you just said is it is recorded. So if anybody missed it or want to hear it again, they can record it, rewind and rewind as many times as they like. All right?
Yes. Thank you.
Now, you might want to just kind of hang around, because I did, you might enjoy what Miss Virginia is going to talk about tonight. This was one of Mama's best friends. A lot of the time we lived back in projects. I know Sister Cooper was another one, but this was probably, I know this lady was one of her best friends. I don't know how long you can stay up. I know you keep early hours, but if you can't stay, maybe you can listen to it recorded sometime. But also, Rona May, if she got my message, she may call as well. Hopefully she'll call and press 1 when she do, and that way we'll know she's on the line. And she may have some things she wants to talk to the family about. I think it's economics. So anyway, just a lot on a lot more to go on the show, a lot more things to do before we get this guest on. So if you can listen for a while, fine. If not, we'll just hear from you next week, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, listen, thank you again.
Okay.
Well, everybody, that was Aunt Robbie, and we do appreciate everything she do. What I'm going to do is going to just take a quick little break. We're going to hear from this little health thing. It's only 2 minutes, just 2 minutes, just 2 minutes, everybody. And then we'll be right back to talk about economics, all right? So we'll be right back in about, like I said, 2 minutes. So, and check this out.
Hi, this is Donna, Irene's oldest daughter. You are listening to the Booker Douglas Family and Friends Network. You guys, enjoy the show.
Your health information, your rights. Whether your health information is stored on paper or electronically, you have the right to keep it private. Those rights are protected under a law known as HIPAA. The Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act. HIPAA gives you important rights. First off, you have the right to see or get a copy of your medical records. Sometimes you might not be able to see certain parts of the full record, but you always have the right to ask. If you find a mistake in your record, you have the right to request to have it corrected. If you disagree with your doctor or health plan about certain information in your record, you have a right to submit a written statement of disagreement that will be kept with your record. You also have the right to know how your health information is used and shared. Now, your provider is allowed to share your information for certain reasons without asking you first, like when your doctors work together to determine how to best treat you when you're sick, or to report the flu when it's in your area. But in general, your providers can't give information to an employer, for example, without your permission. And if you'd like to know who has seen your health information, you have the right to get a report. That's called an accounting of disclosures. HIPAA gives you the right to say how you want to be contacted. For example, you can tell your provider what phone number they should call to contact you and whether they can leave a message. HIPAA also gives you the right to request that your information not be shared with certain people or organizations. All these rights are spelled out in the Notice of Privacy Practices, which is usually given to you or posted at your doctor's office or hospital. Be sure to read this notice carefully. It lets you know exactly how your information will be used and shared, and how your rights are being protected. And lastly, if you think any of these rights have been violated, you have the right to file a complaint. We're serious about working with you to protect your health information. Know your rights. To get started, just visit the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office for Civil Rights at hhs.gov/OCR.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Book of Douglas Family and Friends Network, and this is the time of the show where we want to devote it to economics. Sometimes we talk about job openings, sometimes we just play little clips. We've been talking a lot about this thing that's coming up on the country where they're expecting the dollar to drop, and there's a lot of economic panic has set in. Lots of people are doing all kind of things, from buying guns to investing in gold and all types of, there's a lot going on with this anticipation of these economic woes, not to mention if President Barack Obama get reelected. So a lot of stuff is going on. If I can talk tonight, a lot of things are going on. And while I'm there, if y'all get a chance to look this article up, it's called The Reelection of President Obama, Revolutionary Style. The Reelection of President Obama, Revolutionary Style. And it is an article that I think is trying to pit black against white for some type of racial unrest. It's a very interesting article. You know, you got to know what's going on, folks. And so it's either Obama being reelected is causing panic, as far as a lot of our white brothers and sisters are thinking that this man is a part of taking their rights from them, and they want their government back, and then him being black just fueled the whole thing, not to mention the whole economic thing around this dollar and all these chief economists, smart people, saying what is going to happen. So these are the type of things we talk about at this time of the show. But tonight I've invited Aunt Vern to come on and talk about some of the things she's doing. And so what she's going to do is spend about, probably around 10, 15 minutes talking about that before we bring the guest on. And in the meantime, Aunt Vern is going to share about 10 minutes. I look at the clock now, and so she got about 10 minutes to share and let y'all know about doing business with the government. I think this is her number, I'm pretty sure. Area code 972-303. 972-303. Aunt Vern, did I get it right? Is this your phone number?
You got me on the line, Seth. I'm here.
Okay. Well, welcome to the show. Thank you for taking my message and calling me. I didn't have to stay on you. I appreciate that. But I happen to know your number. I looked at your number and I said, that's Aunt Vern's number. So appreciate you calling the show. And just go ahead and share with everybody what I talked about in the invitation, please.
Okay. Seth, thank you. I want to share a little bit about what I had talked to you about, business and those who wanted to start up a business and things like that. And I know with the economy the way it is, and jobs are tight. And one of the things I wanted to tell young men and young women, that you can always open up a business. I was in church today visiting another church, and a young man was there who he had talked about how God had blessed him. He had been incarcerated for 17 years and came out, and everybody was telling him he wasn't going to get a job, and he couldn't get a job because he was a felon and things like that. This young man testified and how the Lord had blessed him and how he created his own job. What he did and what he's doing now, he's a roofer and he's a minority-owned a roof company. He owns his own roof company, and he puts on new roofs for people, and he makes good money doing that. I mean, he does a lot of hiring. But he created his own job, and we can all do that once we learn something that we want to do. For instance, the first thing a person should do is always register their business. And you've got a business and want a business, the first thing they should do is get an assumed name. An assumed name costs about $5, and that's where you register your business name with the county district offices. That's the first thing to do. And whatever you're going to do, you have to put it out in a business plan. If it's distributing, if it's carrier service, or if it's all of that. One of the things that I did, I didn't know what I wanted to do, so I just created my name as Vernon's Ventures, because it was so much that I wanted to do, maybe couldn't do, or wasn't ready to do at the time when I created that name. I first started out as wanting to do parking lot striping. I knew I couldn't do that, but I knew of a guy who could help me, so I subbed him out to do the work. And later on, I ended up selling bags, which gave me a distributor title, where I became a distributor. But today, there is a need with General Motors and even DFW Airport for carrier service. And if a person have a truck, or an old truck, they can always go to General Motors and be a carrier. When I say a carrier, that means to pick up motor parts or to pick up, do quick runs for them, like a carrier. I have a friend who owns a Quest, which is a parts shop. And they're always looking for carriers to come and pick up some oil to take to this company or a part. Ford Motors or one of the dealerships may need a part, and they need to come over here to Quest Car and pick up this part. So that's another type of business one can do. And you can always become a plumber. Helper, you know, or something that, I mean, with big contractors and be a distributor just to bring them their parts. I couldn't do that because I am a female, but I ended up being a distributor for other parts. And as a distributor, I do Rubbermaid products. I sell their products and I sell them to the government. And Rubbermaid is just one of the factories that I sell products to. We're getting ready to do a Dort streetcar. Dort is building a streetcar over here in the Jefferson area of Dallas. And by me having a distributorship, I can sell them my furnishing for that streetcar project. When I say furnishing, that means the things that you may see on the side of the sidewalks. They call them bullets that will keep a car from hopping the curb or something that would keep a person from going out into the street, something like a barrier. Also, we sell the benches and the shelter stations for Dort. Those things I do not manufacture. I just distribute those things. So okay. In doing all of that, I'm trying to tell you these things, kind of open up your mind for you to start looking and seeing what are the things that you may want to do in your life or can do or know to do. One of the things that I must say is that being a distributor, people has done this for years. And I always, when I do public speaking, I ask people, you know, when they go to Pep Boys to buy a tar, do they think that Pep Boys make those tars? They say no. But you can go to Pep Boys and you can see a Goodyear tire, you can see a Michelin tire, all of those tires. And you can also see oil, you can see different parts. Okay, if you are a distributor, such as Pep Boys are, if Pep Boys can do it, you can do it. You follow what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, very good idea.
You see what I'm saying? So you don't have to
Spirit of entrepreneurism.
I mean, right. You have to be able to know that you can do something to make some money on, you know, I mean legally. Not, they don't have to be illegal all the time. You can make legal money by just being a distributor of different parts and reselling them to the public. But Pep Boys had to have money to start up on. But you can work out of your home being a distributor for some items. And it can be a home-based business. But what I'm saying is...
Let me say this, and because I want you to keep going. I don't want to cut you off. To our guest that's look like I think they just called. I just mm-hmm. need you to hold on a second because this information is pretty important. I've been trying to get we've been hoping Vern will call back this week. And so she did. She started last week, and I want her to finish her train of thought. And so just hold on to the guest, and we'll be with you after she's done. But go ahead, Vern.
I'm not going to hold you long. I'm very proud of you, Seth. I really am. And I heard Robbie a while ago, and what she was saying, I ditto that all the way. I agree with her, and I'm so proud of her as being my sister, my oldest sister. She's given me a lot of good advice, and I want to tell her that, too, before I forget to say that. But what I'm saying, let me share something with you. Those that's already in business or have a record of selling a product, you can always do business with the government. And I noticed that with the government, they're going to get rid of the CCR. But if they was registering, they can go in today or tomorrow and register their business with the government under the CC. It's www.ccr.gov. The government has a lot of small businesses doing business with them, but they're going to get rid of that website, like in, I think, next month. They're going to get rid of that website.
And that's www.C as in Charlie, R as in Romeo, .gov.
.gov, G-O-V, okay?
Right.
Now, there's other government sites you can register with, too, but doing business with the main people, with all the military, which is global, a global network, the government have over $91 billion to set aside for small businesses. That's a lot of money. And... to get registered, if you have a business, you need to register already. If you may not get no business with the government till this time next year, but at least you'll be into their database now if you register. So their website, they need to go in and register their name, their business name, and get a DUNS number and get a 10 number. You may already have a 10 number, which is a federal ID number. And once you get those two things, and they will walk you through on their CCR .gov web page to do that.
So you're saying you get the DUN number and the PIN number at the site?
Well, you can. They will tell you what who to call and get the 10 number that same day. Get the DUNS number that same day. But once you get that and go and put that into your CCR.gov registration, then the CCR will turn around and give you a government CAGE code. When I say CAGE, it's CAGECODE. A CAGE code is like your Social Security number with the government. It's just like it's a four-digit number that they give you that you can go in there and always, any merchant or any retailer there within the government, it could be from APHIS, it can be from the Department of Defense, it could be from the Pentagon. They would pull you up and see what you sell and what you do. For instance, if I had a funeral home and I wanted to, you know, I don't know if you heard about it, how Dover Air Force Base has been dumping those bodies because they couldn't cremate them fast enough. Okay.
Wow.
Homes. Funeral homes can always get business with the government because the government also uses funeral homes. And those are people who've been in business for years. They need cremating. They have to cremate these bodies, and they don't have enough. They don't have hardly any small businesses doing that. And I have to say this, and I applaud Mr. Obama. When the Clinton administration was there, the Clinton administration did not have this set up for small businesses. But the Bush administration started it, and Obama has adopted it. And it's right. If the, if you are a government agency, your first demand is that you have to do business with a small business if they can service your product, if they can service you or produce that product. In other words, when I first got started, this company that I'm doing business right today had the contract that I have now, and they didn't want to work with me. But because of that new law that had been created under the Bush administration, they had to. So either they work with me or don't get the contract back. So they ended up having to work with me, and now we've had the contract for over 10 years with the government. But under the Obama administration, he has adopted that same small business, I mean, you know, the policy that if they can do business with a small business, they must do business with a small business first. So you got from the VA, Department of Defense, I mean, Department of Energy, General Service Administration, all of those agencies got to buy from small businesses if they can first get a small business to do this. You got many, many websites that can go in and look and see and register. One of them is the FedBiz. It's www.fedbizopps.gov. That's another free site that they can go in and look at all of those opportunities there for small businesses.
That number can get the site again. And again, to the guests, we're wrapping up here, so just stay tight. I want you to give that site again because some people are paying attention to this. What's the site number?
It's www.fedbizops.gov. It's Fed, FedBizOpps.gov. Okay? And you can, I mean, sometimes it will pull up on the FBO.gov. F like Frank, B like boy, O like open.gov. It can pull up sometimes that way, but those is websites that is very important to a starting small business. And believe me, there is a lot out there that they can do and we can do and make a living.
Well, hey, Ben, what we'll probably do, like I said, today, folks, I just wanted her to just come on the show, spend about 10 to 15 minutes with she. That's exactly what she's doing, just kind of wetting your tongue, wetting your appetite. And then what I would like to do, Ainburn, in the near future is have you on and let you be the guest for 1 hour, and you just talk about your business, not your business per se, but just like you've done today, but go more involved step by step, because it's very intimidating when you say you're doing business with a multi-billion dollar for anybody. You know, I don't care if your business may have been in business for 20, 30 years. It can be intimidating. But what I'd like for you to do, because I know you've been doing this for a long time, is just to come online, come on the show, and just really take your time, break it down, give the websites again, phone numbers, addresses, whatever people need. Because I know I'm interested, and I would assume others are, but with these quick little, this is just some just to get them interested, just to get them thinking. And then, like I say, folks, y'all stay tuned, and I will let y'all know when Ainburn and I can sit down and come up with a date, and we'll pass that along. Maybe next week, as soon as next week. If not, in the near future. Is that okay, Ainburn?
Okay, but let me share something. I'm going to say this again. Today is May the 20th.
Yeah.
Okay. If they have a business, I would register this week with the CCR.gov. They can always go back in there and change their NIC codes or change what they do. But right now, I would register this week. If I have a potential business that I wanted to do, you can go in there and register your name, your potential business name. You can always change it later on. But I would register this week because they are going to do away. I don't know why they're doing away with this CCR website. The government wants one website to work from. And they sent me a message and just told me to go in there and make sure my password was the same and all of that. But I would register today if I were you, Seth. If you have a business or want a business and you know the name of your business that you want it to be, go ahead and register this week under that CCR.gov website.
Okay.
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 Mm-hmm. And I'll be back on when you get ready, okay?
Okay. And just one more time, you said you go there, and then they will assign you a DUN number and a PIN number. And then
and they will assign you a cage code. But at
right.
least you would be registered.
Okay. And you're saying cage code, spell cage, how you spell that?
C-A-G-E.
Okay, just like a cage, just like a cage.
Right.
Okay, okay.
And you never know what's trying to happen. You know, sometimes when a presidential election is going on, you have all kind of crazy things going on. They try to do. But anyway, we need to be on top of it.
Amen, amen. Well, listen, I'm going to look into this because Arlene and I, we've been talking about a lot of things. I won't go into it on the phone line. But a lot of stuff going on, just trying to just do something other than work on the job. But we'll talk about that later. And then I got this guest. I definitely want everybody to listen to, including you, if you got the moment of time.
I will.
Stay tuned, listen to Miss Virginia. She's going to be on here a little bit. But thank you for sharing the tidbit with us. And like I said, in the near future, maybe next week or the following week, I'm talking about soon, you'll come back on and go into details with everybody, correct?
Okay. That'll be fine.
All right,
let me know.
All right, appreciate it. Appreciate it.
Okay. All right. Bye bye.
And good night. Stay tuned if you can. I know you probably
I will.
Go to bed early too. All right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right,
bye bye. Thanks again. Again, everybody, that was my Aunt Vern, Verna Mae Melton, and like she says, she has a website, Verna Melton. For those of y'all want to contact her directly, Verna Melton, just Google Verna Melton, Verna Melton, Verna Ventures. I'm sorry, Verna Ventures. Verna Ventures, and her name is Verna Melton. All right, so, folks, I enjoyed that. I knew you would. I know y'all curious. I know you got questions. But like I said, she'll come back in the future and talk more about that. But don't forget the website, www.ccr.gov and then fbo.gov. And like I said, you can always rewind the show and re-hear this all over again. You can rewind the show and re-hear this all over again, okay? Very important what she was saying. So let's see here. Just bear with me. Like I say, tonight we do have the one and only Miss Virginia Gilmore. That's going to be our guest for tonight. And I just want to thank her for stopping by. And before I open up the line, I just want to say Miss Virginia has been, for sure, one of those strong elders that we looked up to coming up in the project, East Side Project. She was, I know she's been Mama friend, one of Mama's best friends, and I'm just glad that she stopped by tonight to spend time with us. And I'm going to go ahead and open the phone lines. I think this is her number. I'm taking a chance. But area code 817-204. 817-204. Is this Miss Virginia?
Yes, it's me, sir. Can
How
you
doing?
Hear me? I'm fine,
hear you
honey.
Just fine.
Look,
I can
I'm
hear
so
you
glad.
Fine.
Okay, well, this is Paula's number phone that I'm on because mine is kind of going in and out. But I wanted the listeners, I want to hear from them, and I wanted them to hear me. And I thank God for that valuable information that she was giving over the phone. You see, that
yeah,
was good information.
I was just saying, Ms. Virginia, that it's a little intimidating to somebody that's never... Well, actually, it's intimidating for somebody that's been in business or not. I know lots of people that is intimidated by the whole government, you know, all together. But anyway, just glad that she came on. Can you hear me okay? Yeah, can you hear me okay?
You okay? Yes.
But
yes,
I was just saying that is good. That's why I wanted to come on and share. And like I said, she gave us websites. Anybody want to dig, they got the websites. If they missed anything...
Yes.
After the show, they can go on the site and rewind and get that all again. So, but that's Verna Mae. That's I'm Verna. We call her, and she's been doing her thing for a while. And I really am going to look into that this week.
Okay, do that.
Anyway, Miss Virginia, it's good to hear your voice, and welcome to the Book of Family and Friends Network.
Yes, yes. I just want to let you know, honey, I love you all, Donna, and Ollie Morris, and all of y'all. You know that. And I call that project Little Village for me. Because it was just like a little village. I could sit on the back porch and look at up at y'all because y'all stayed up on the hill. But it was fabulous.
Right. And listen, Jenny, before you begin, let me do this before you begin, because I know you got a lot to share, and we want to just give you the mic, and we'll just sit down and just listen. But before you come on, let me just kind of, again, kind of remind everybody who you are in relation.
Okay.
You know, again, folks, this is a neighbor of ours that we was raised with. Virginia Gilmore, if I got the last name right, I'm pretty sure you're Gilmore, right?
Yes, Blaylock now. But Gilmore,
Blaylock.
I started out Gilmore. But
okay,
I was remarried since then.
Okay.
I married a Blaylock.
Okay.
But that's fine. That's fine.
Virginia Blaylock, and she was one of Mama's closest friends coming up, I really just want to go ahead and let her just kind of give. Talk about who Mama was and who we were. And y'all remember, this was supposed to have been last week for Mother's Day, so don't y'all think talking about Mama 2 weeks straight, because I like a show where it's a balance. We talk about this side of the family, talk about that side of the family, and so y'all just know that this was supposed to actually happen last week, Mother's Day, and I was kind of. So anyway, Miss Virginia, welcome to the show, and go ahead with what you was going to say.
Well, the only thing that I can say, everything that I can say and want to say, that it really happened and it was good. That, like I told you before, that those were the good years. The 70s to me was good because it was innocent. It was more of a... it's more freedom or something. You know, we just stuck together. We loved each other. We cried together. We looked out for each other and looked out for each other's children. And Irene was she treated me like I was her sister, her baby sister. And she would always tell me, let's go to the store. The kids is at school. We better go get what we need so we can have the dinner ready when they come home. And that blessed me and that helped me to grow up and helped me to get on the job because she took care of you all very well. I admired her, the way she took care of you, the way she cooked, the way she washed, the way I fell off. Girl, what do you lay down? When do you go to bed? She said, girl, I got to get these clothes out. I got to do this. I got to do this. And that means it just wasn't one day. It was every day. And the love that I saw her give you all, that I wanted to pass that on to my children. I thought I loved my children, but she had a like a mother hen love. She always wanted to know where you all was. She really didn't want y'all playing and nobody.
Hold on, Miss Virginia, let me ask you something. Are you kind of moving around with your phone?
I'm moving a little bit. My ear, is it going in and out?
Yes, kind of like.
This is Paula's phone.
It's real clear. It's real clear. It's just like you're moving or something, though. But go ahead. We don't want to miss a word. We don't want to miss a word. Go ahead.
And now it was such a great time in raising my kids right along with your mother raising you all because it was just like one big happy family. If she saw Anthony, my son, do something, she gonna tell me. She's going to tell me. And I didn't have to tell on y'all because she had y'all so under control that y'all really didn't do a whole lot. You know, but Anthony would slip out the window and he'd do little sneaky stuff when I'd go to work and try to make it back before I got home. And she'd beat me. She'd say, I don't mean to start nothing, but I told you I'll watch out for your house. She'd say, Anthony went out the door and he stayed gone for about 30 or 40 minutes. And I said, well, okay, thank you. But guess what? Never got mad, never fell out, never rolled my eyes, never, who she said she was telling all my kids. We stuck together. We cooked our dinner together. She washed in the morning. Sometimes I didn't feel like washing when she washed. I'd wash it in the evening. But she kept the family going. And I think about that. It's still in my mind how we made it. how we made it. Started out at Prayer Faith Temple, rolling and crying and praying over on the floor up under those tents on Beach Street, rolling in all that dust and, you know, but guess what? It paid off. Brother Shambach, you know, he'd come up under the tent. We'd go be there in the morning. Like, oh, girl, something going on. We better go. She, we get ready to go to bed. We stayed in church more than we stayed anyway. And I mean, at least y'all did, huh?
No, I'm listening.
Yeah, and honey, that was a good thing. But see, she set the pattern for you all. She set the stage. Now it's y'all's time to set the stage for you all's children. You carry the torch on, sis. Because it's in you. It's in you. It's in Donnie. It's in all y'all to carry the torch on. You see, don't let go just because she's gone to heaven. Y'all got to keep going. Care tag to y'all's children. Y'all's children's children. Keep the touch going. Because it was y'all was raised in it. Y'all not new in this thing. Y'all was raised in it, see. You're in the army. You hear me?
Amen.
You started out being babies in the army. Y'all was little baby soldiers. But guess what? You're grown now. So y'all know how to fight the enemy. You know how to keep him back. Look up, don't look down, don't look around, don't be sad, don't be mad. Put your face to the flint. Get focused. Get focused there. Because what got us through, it's going to be a new ball game out here now. You got to play it another way. It's still Jesus, but it's a new ball game going now. And what got us through is going to take y'all a little more. The Bible says greater works that y'all will do. We did works. But y'all are going to do greater works. So thank God that you're still here. You're still alive. We're still on the land of living. You still got the use of your eyes, your ears, your nose, your mouth. You got wisdom. God didn't give you young people wisdom, a lot of wisdom. I told somebody today, I said, I don't know about the iPod, and I don't know nothing about the email, but I do know, me and your mother know about an email, and that means hit those knees. See, it wasn't, the email wasn't out when he was going. You hear me? All this texting and all that. We didn't know how to do that. We just had a regular phone, a regular telephone. And she called me, I called her. Sometimes she said, girl, I feel like we need to pray. I said, well, you'll pray on the phone, you coming down here. She said, now I tell you what, I'll be down at your house, open the back door. And they'd be around about 8:30, 9:00, we'd pray and slang, snot, and holler, and hoop. Until, well, sometimes we forget about the time. But we was getting a breakthrough. We was getting a breakthrough to God. Telling God about y'all. Telling God, God, I plead the blood of Jesus over my children. I plead the blood of Jesus. Satan, no weapon formed against you. Them shall prosper. Crying out, even when y'all would catch the bus and go to school, me and her would be praying. And a lot of times we just sitting there. She said, Virginia, I need to go on. They say, let's go on down to Courthouse Market. I don't know if you might remember. Courthouse Market. We go down there and get our little groceries, come on back. She said, well, let me cook the meat. And you just, and I'll just cook the meat up in my oven. And then after then, you cook the vegetable. But baby, y'all didn't have a hungry day. You didn't see no hungry day. She said, you know why? Because we stayed 45. We stayed prayed up. We stayed looking out for our little babies.
That's true. That's true.
Just like, yeah, and I'm telling you, know I'm telling the truth. Just like mother eagle, see, when the mother eagle fly away, she goes for a hunt. She goes to look for food. And then guess what? She brings it back to her babies. She feeds them until they get big and strong where they can take care of themselves. And then guess what? Then she starts picking their nest. After they get big enough and old enough to take care of themselves, she goes to picking their nest. But you know what? She carries them up 3 times. She teaches them how to fly. Before she leaves, she tears them up, and she take them so far up, and then she let them go. And they little wings just be flopping, and she'll scoop up. If she sees they can't make it, she'll scoop up on and get them. She'll scoop up on and get them. Okay, I'm back up again. She'll do it 3 times. And after that 3rd time, guess what? They on their own. She teaches them how to fly, but when they meet again, they don't meet as mother and daughter, or mother and son. They're eagles. If she, when she flies out, huh?
Let me ask you this, Miss Virginia. Now, and this is I don't want to get too far from what you was talking about, but I want you to, before we finish today, I want you to include how you got saved and how Mama played a part in your early development. Some kind of that's always a beautiful testimony that a lot of people don't know about you. So you can talk about it now, or you can just include it sometime.
I'm going to talk on it a little bit now because I know some more people want to come on in, and I don't want to take up a whole lot of time. But I used to sit on my front porch and watch Paula and Anthony play outside because the kids were so mean. Some of the kids, not all of them. Some of the kids, they was mean, you know. And I know you remember Rick, the little boy named Ricky. Ricky Shivers and those Shiver kids across the street. Well, they would fight my kids. And I didn't have a backyard. I mean, I would go to the backyard, but they always wanted to play in the front yard. But make a long story short, you all were staying further on down on Stevenson. Before y'all moved up down the hill, y'all were staying further on down. And I would sit there on the porch and I would watch your mother's lifestyle and I would watch you all. And in my heart, I wanted to be like that. I wanted my kids to be like that. It was a certain peace that it looked like when I looked down there in the yard, she had her clothes on the line. She was washing and y'all was playing outside and y'all would play with each other, not with other kids that much. And I would say, ooh, I wish my kids could be like that. That's what I want to do. It's just something about her lifestyle, and I know what it is. It is Jesus. In the lifestyle she lived before you all, and with you all and around her neighbors. And that's what it is. When I met Sister White, then she introduced me to Jesus. And then the day that I got delivered over at Prayer Faith Temple, I don't know how I got to the altar. I don't know what happened. All I know, when I come to myself, I was at the altar telling God, God, I'm so tired. I'm so tired, but when I looked up, your mom was around me, Sister Lee, Sister Bullock. I know you remember all of them. But anyway, Sister White, and all of them were just praying all over me. But I felt so different when I got up off of that roof. I mean, said it was just like somebody took a wash rag and just went inside of my chest and just washed me clean. I loved it, everything and everybody. I mean, I just couldn't stop hugging. I couldn't stop petting. I was so glad to be free. Your mother played a big part because she was always there, and she encouraged me. Virginia, come on, let's go. Let's go up under the tent. We had church every night, and you know that.
Hold on a second, Miss Heap. You're getting muffled again. Your voice is sounding like you're under a pillow. You know, that's how I sound.
Honey, it's these old cheap phones.
Now you sound good. So whatever you're doing right now, hold it right there. That's perfect.
Okay. But honey, it's the just shall live by faith. And you know what? I've learned it all these years. I've learned the most important thing is serving God, is ask God for patience. Get patient in your life. Get your mind clear. Change the thought pattern. Changing that thought pattern in your mind. Filling it with the word. Filling it with good things. And guess what? Your attitude has a lot to do with your altitude. Did you hear me?
Amen, amen.
Yeah, your attitude. Change your attitude. If you got a bad attitude on your job, you got a bad attitude at home, start praying towards that. God, help me to overcome this. This is in me. Start praying over yourself. Get other strong saints to help pray. Don't be ashamed to have something that's going wrong and try to hide it. Don't hide it. If it's a problem, get it out in the open. Get rid of it, because guess what? It'll hold your back set. It'll hinder your prayers. It'll hinder you. So I've learned to get free, try to get free of every service I go in, and even at my job, even in my car. I sit in my car a lot. I meditate. And even in my car, I'm asking God every day, if there's anything, Lord, in me that don't please you, take it out. Yeah, I want to get rid of it. I want to get rid of it. I want to have a sweet disposition in every area of my life. Not just one or two things. I want to be swept clean. I want everything out of me so I can really see what you have for me, Jesus. I really want to really know that I know that I know. And the older you get, says you stop playing. I mean, I'm not saying we are playing, but I'm saying you get more serious with God. You don't want to hear foolishness no more. You don't want to hear about this and that. You know, I told this little lady I met, and I'm going to say this to you. I met her about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and she's having problems with a little husband or friend, boyfriend or whatever. And she was saying, every man I get, he just dogs me out, and he mistreats me, and he do this, and he do that. So I just let her talk, and I said, yeah, hon, we just talked and fellowship, and I just don't understand, because sometimes I just wish I could commit suicide. So I told her, I said, well, why would you want to do that? She says, well, let me tell you this, honey. I said, her name was Merle. I said, let me tell you this. I said, if God would come, I mean, I said, if you think that you've been hurt, reject. No, I've just been suffering from rejection. Well, guess what? You think it's rejection, it might be God's protection, protecting you from these creatures. I said, have you ever looked at it like that? She said, oh, no, ma'am, I'm sure glad you told me that. I said, well, you think about that. You're going to hurt yourself over somebody that might not even be meant for you. God didn't put y'all together. How do you know he's meant for you? Fred?
I hear you. That's a good point.
You hear me? See, sometimes we hook up with these people that God didn't hook us up. We hook ourselves up. We handpicked these people. And then want to be picture perfect.
Well,
if you wait on God, huh?
Well, the scripture says, Miss Virginia, as you already know, it says what God has joined together.
Well, that's what I asked her. I said, did God give you these people, or did you go out there and handpick them? Well, I'm not going to lie, I handpicked them. I said, well, maybe that's why it's not working. I said, but you might be suffering from rejection, thinking it's rejection, people rejecting you, and it could be protection, to protect you from stuff further on down the road. So we got to have open mind. Huh?
Let me ask you this, Miss Virginia, because I'm sure people is listening and they probably don't know who you are in the family. I mean, you know all mama kids. We all know you. There may be some people listening on the other side of the family who don't know quite who you are. And some people think, like the Bible said about Nazareth, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Nazareth was like a ghetto. It really was.
Uh-huh.
Nazareth was like a ghetto, and there was a saying, can anything good come out of Nazareth? So here we are in the East Side Projects. I'm sure people is wondering, I'm sure people are saying, what's so good about the projects? How could y'all have ever even think that y'all were productive in any way because of where you live? And I want you, because you talk about a friendship that's lasted forever. Now, friendship like yours and Mama's, you can't buy that. And if you could sell them, rich folks would be buying them all the time. And if you can sell the kind of like you call it a village, if you can sell that to some other neighborhoods, they would buy it on the, you know, like stock. It's very hard to get the kind of thing we had that. What you talked about earlier, us looking after your place, you looking after our place, because these days people don't care what their neighbor go through. They don't care what their neighbor
go through. No. And then your mother said, help a clean environment for you all. It wasn't a day passed, and this is, I'm talking real. This ain't no makeup. This ain't no make-believe. This is real talk that I'm talking.
Hold on, Miss Virginia, hold on a second. I got some people want to holler at you. The phone line is lighting up here. And I got to bring, I don't know who these people are, but let me do this first. I got area code 817703 that's been holding for a while.
And then we're going to go to 817-500 next. I don't know who it is, so you'll be shocked like I am. Erica, 817-703. Who is, who am I speaking with? Hello, you're on the air. Area code 817-703.
With Seth, this is Billy.
Oh, okay, Billy. Well, welcome to the show, and say hello to Miss Virginia.
How you do, Jen?
Man, I tell you. It's great to hear your voice. It's so great to hear your voice. Thank God, thank God, thank God.
Same
but
here.
Keep it up together. It's been a long time, but I know that you still keeping the torch going. I don't even have to ask you.
Hey, there's no other way to go.
Well,
any other way would be failure.
Yeah, it'd be failure. But, ooh, I tell you, brother, it brings back so many memories. It brings some, I'm so warm on the inside. I feel so warm, you know, because I'm communicating and talking to people that I care about and they care about me. And then guess what? The story started at home, and you know the story, and I know the story.
Yes.
And that's what's so
yes.
good about it. And the story was real. It wasn't we make
it
up.
It was real.
It was real. And thank
God
that we
made it. It was a real story.
It was a real story. And it happened, and like I say, it all happened over on the east side. But I believe God, he fixed it while we would come together and be together at a time like this. I feel like there really wasn't no mistake that we got together in that little village, I call it, that little village, and we all was family, and we all stood together, and we stayed together, and we helped each other.
Amen.
You know, we helped each other. We prayed, we cried. I'm telling you, we stayed in church. That's really what got my attention because Irene and her kids stayed. Y'all stayed in church. Every time I look up, she's going to church. She's going to church. She's going to church. I said, Lord, I'm telling you. Then the Lord fixed it where he sleeps. I wanted to join. I wanted to go.
Let me ask you this. Let me jump in here and say, Billy, what did you just hold that thought, Miss Virginia, because I want to hear from Billy before he runs. Billy, what do you think of when you think of Miss Virginia, Mama, history? I mean, because remember, we got other people listening, and they don't know Miss Virginia, and some of them probably don't even know you that well, because this family is really big, and lots of people be listening. What do you have to say about the friendship, and what can other people learn from what happened to y'all, or what happened to us?
Well, it seemed like the whole affair was something that was put together from the heavenly realm. We didn't understand a lot of things, what was going on a lot of time. You don't know what I was doing because he doesn't give you all the details at once. You just have to talk step by step and live them out. And
yes,
that song
yes.
says, so you'll understand them better by and by.
Yes.
And I remember, Kayanda, mama. Oh, yeah. And see, we stayed around there, and we kept the presence of God in that environment.
Yes, we did.
And God was giving us directions step by step that even we did not know what it was going to be like somewhere down the road.
That's right.
But every challenge we came up on, he gave us the victory.
Yes, he did.
And I can remember Jen so well.
Yes.
You being our neighbor and your two girls and
yes.
son and so forth and so
yes.
on.
Yes.
That sort of flavor, that environment, was a unique flavoring.
Yes.
And we talk and collaborate every day. And
yes.
I would come home sometime and you all and Irene would be sitting out there, talking and discussing things. Yeah,
yes.
It was a very flavorful environment.
Yeah, every day. She kept the lights running and she kept her family going. That's what the way she kept y'all going, Brother Billy, that touched me more than anything. Because she was the woman just a nonstop. I mean, she just, I never knowed her to take a nap. I never knowed her just to rest. She was up. If she wasn't cooking, she was washing. If she wasn't doing that, she was getting ready to go clean the church. If she wasn't going to do that, she was getting ready to go to the rest house. Sister Porter came. You remember Sister Porter? She Sister Porter. And there's a time Sister Lee would come. And they said, well, we need to go to the rest house. She was always available. Always available to help somebody else.
She was so diligent in the Lord, and she loved giving what help she could to other people.
Yeah, and that's so true. That is so true.
Very good hearted in that area.
Yes, she was.
The kids captured that.
And I'm telling
and
you,
I look at them now. And I see the essence of the flavor that she put into them when I talk to them right now. I'll be talking to Mara sometime, and he'd be expressing something with diligence on his face, and I can look in his face and see Irene in his face. God has left her mark on these children. And turned out to be great kids.
Ooh, I'm telling you, brother, they did. And even when they were younger, I could see the training. And I'm gonna be honest with you, and because we all grown, there's nothing to be ashamed. I never, back in the day when we was over there, the police stayed in the project for this and that. I never saw the police come to her house.
I never
saw them in trouble. Never saw them fighting on the bus. See, this is stuff that really impresses me. I'm a observer. I sit back and I watch. A lot of times I don't say anything, but I sit back and I watch. She kept them clean. She kept food on. She kept her house clean. You hear me? And she was a person that just liked to, things. She never, Virginia, Andy, when you get up here, I said, what you gonna do now? I'm going to water the yard. I'm going to get out here. She'd go out there a lot of times. She couldn't stand the sun. But she put a towel on over her face. She said, girl, I don't want the sun to burn, but I'm going to get out and water my yard. She'd water your head, water the most cleanest, prettiest yard in the project. And I'm sitting on telling the truth. See, this ain't stuff I'm making up just because people is listening. I am telling the truth.
We kept a yard of the month.
Every time we look around, they would win the yard of the month. Because she'd get up all day and keep her yard clean. She didn't like paper. She didn't like clutter. She wanted everything straightened out and cleaned out. Every morning, her windows was raised. And those kids go to school, she raised her windows, front windows and back. And that's just the way she was. I've never went to her house, night or day, and called it out of contact. She kept everything together, and I appreciated her for that. She had more kids than I did, but she stayed on top of things. She wanted to please you all. She cooked, she washed, she prayed. She kept them in church, and that was one of the most things, Brother Billy, that I really got my attention. I'm not going to lie. That got my attention more than anything because of her lifestyle and the way she raised the kids.
Well, Miss Virginia, I want you to hold on a second because I want somebody else to come in. Billy, just stay on the line if you don't mind, unless you just got to go or something. But I want to get Morris on the line. He was just hitting me here. Morris, are you there? Morris, are you there?
Yeah.
Go ahead with your question or comment.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead with your question or comment.
I'll just listen to y'all talk. That's all. Hey, how you doing, Miss Virginia?
Hi, sweetheart.
Oh, just
so
fine.
So glad to hear your voice.
That's good. Me too. Me too. I'm just getting a kick out of listening to y'all. That's all.
Maybe it's so glad to hear from you, because I love y'all. Y'all are part of the family, honey. I really do. I love y'all, and it ain't a day pass. I don't think about y'all. I mean, you know where we come from and others. I'm gonna be honest with you. I miss your mom, and I miss those days. But guess what? I'm trying to get there because that's where I want to be. I want to be in heaven just like she is. And I'm not going to try. I'm going. I'm going.
Yeah.
And that's my daily wish. I tell you, I want to tell you this much. Y'all don't give up. Don't be sad. Don't be, because she lived a good life, and I'm not bringing this up to make you sad or none of that. But we all got to leave earth to get to heaven. We can't stay on earth and go to heaven, too. We got to transform. We got to leave earth to get to heaven. And some of us just go sooner than others, but we all going to make it. We all going. And I told that. I said, she put enough in y'all for y'all to run this race and then teach y'all's children the same thing that your mom taught you. She lived a good life, and she does really lived a good life and a clean life in front of y'all. Gave y'all what they had. Now greater works y'all got to do and lay the pattern now for y'all's children. You hear me? There's no difference that, you know what I'm saying? Because, honey, she loved you. Well, I love you, but guess what? Jesus loved her more. So we all got to race to run. We got to race to run. And guess what? We got to run it by faith. You hear me, Seth?
Right.
We got a race to run, and we got to run it by faith.
Let me do this, Miss Virginia, just for a second. You can just hold that thought. Mars, did you want any comments or any questions or something Miss Virginia told you or some of your experience or anything while she's on the line?
Yeah. Well, you know, when we was coming up, Miss Virginia, she seen us getting on the bus and going to school, and even when out of high school, she always said, keep your head up, keep going. You know, keep moving. You know, she always said all those positive things, you know, even with her kids, she was telling them. She said the same thing she was telling them, she was telling us, and she was seeing them. That's why we always go down there and hang on the front porch with her, because if it's Virginia one, it was like family. So that's what we did, because we went down there and hollered Parliament. But she always said, y'all need to do this, and y'all need to do that. Y'all let these people do. Y'all, but she stayed on us, and that's a good thing. She gave us some inspiration. It didn't seem like it, but she gave us, she always, that was her pitch. You know, she was always trying to tell us, even though she treated us like we were her kids, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I liked about it. But really, I didn't have any questions. I'm just going to say, I'll be right there to see you, Miss Virginia, as soon as I get a chance.
You got to come see me, baby. And I mean, don't play like if we're going to see each other. Okay, we have to go to McDonald's, eat a hamburger. I want to look at you.
Just
want to look at you.
I'll be right there. You still over in the same area, right?
Yeah, just over here in Meadowbrook now. But I'm looking for us. Yeah, we're at Meadowbrook. But we're going to get together because I'm not going to never lose y'all's number again. See, we lost each other for a minute, but now God didn't put us back together. He didn't connect us. So now I'm gonna stay with this. I'm gonna stay with it because just like I might say something to help y'all, just to hear y'all's voice and know y'all still standing and be staying strong, that helps me, see. That lets me know our work wasn't in vain. Because then if we put a minute tear out, a minute cry out to God. And stay pray. When you go to Prophet Temple, you get up off your knees, you done been somewhere. So by the time they let you up, you done prayed or prayed like you was praying or go to sleep or something, because you weren't coming off that altar until you would get something from God. I was telling that's true. I'm telling you, know I'm telling you the truth. We stayed down there. And Sister Porter, she was a good lady, but she was a taskmaster.
And she said, y'all pray a little. I feel like we need to pray a little longer. We've been down there 3 or 4 hours. We need to pray a little longer. Catch the horns of God. We need to catch the horns of God. Boy, we pray. When we made Irene get up, we barely could get up. I said, girl, help me. My knees is hurting. She's laying. I said, my knees is hurting. I said, well, come on. But guess what? It paid off. Because like I was saying, I never saw the police come to y'all's house. Marsh, I never saw the detectives come and take y'all away, handcuff y'all. You see, and that was a good life. Never saw none of it. Y'all went to school passing flying colors. Because she didn't have no dumb kids. All is smart. You hear me?
Miss Virginia, let me do this. Billy, Morris, Miss Virginia, I'm going to take a quick little break here. I want everybody to just catch your breath. And Miss Virginia, I want you to be thinking of this, answering this question when you come back. What is it you want to leave to the family? Of course, you already left a whole lot to the family. But what else do you want to leave to the family? Because when you come back, we're going to do the we're going to kind of wrap this up with a few more questions to you. And I'll let you talk as long as you want. But I just want to take a little break. And I want you to think about, I'm going to put everybody on hold, and then we're going to take a little, quick little break. I want you to hear what Steve Harvey said. Steve Harvey said something very touching. It's not comedy, even though he's a comedian. It's pretty interesting what he did. And we're going to play a quick little song, and we'll be back with Billy, you, and Morris. We'll all keep our I'll open back up the lines once we come back, okay? So we're going to take a quick little break, and then we'll be right back.
Okay.
All right? All right,
okay,
so just,
honey,
all right.
That's fine.
All right, everybody just hold on. And again, you listen to Miss Virginia Blaylock and Morris and Billy, all three of them are on the line. I'm going to take a quick little break here, and y'all, we will be right back. We will be right back. I promise you that. I'm just enjoying this. And Miss Virginia, I really, again, appreciate you coming on the show. I got you on hold right now, but I just appreciate you coming on the show. And I told y'all it'd be interesting. This woman knew Mama. Simple and plain. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Donna, Irene's oldest daughter. You are listening to the Booker Douglas Family and Friends Network. You guys, enjoy the show.
If I had the pleasure of bringing out Christ, this is just how I would do it. It ain't got to be the way you do it. You might not think it's just right, but this is how I would do it. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my honor to introduce a man who needs no introduction. His credits are too long to list. He has done the impossible time after time. He hails out of a manger in Bethlehem, Jerusalem, by way of heaven. His mother is still headlining in the Catholic Church today. His daddy is the author of a book that has been on the bestseller list since the beginning of time. He holds the record for the world's greatest fish fry. He fed 5,000 hungry souls with 2 fish, 5 loaves of bread. He can walk on water, turn water into wine. No special effects, no camera tricks. He has a headshot on every church fan across the country. Even before the kings of comedy, he was hailed the king of all kings, ruler of the universe, Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end, the bright and the morning star. Some say he's the Rose of Sharon, and some say he's the Prince of Peace. Get up on your feet. Put your hands together and show your love for the second coming of the one and only. God has been good.
Mountain, you brought me. And we're back. That song. That was Kelly Price singing at the BET Awards. Got Tyler Perry and a whole lot of actors messed up on that song. Anyway, folks, welcome to another episode of the Book of Douglas Family Friends Network. We are interviewing the one and only Miss Virginia Blaylock, friend of my mother's. Also, we have on the line Billy and Mars. I'm going to go back to the phone lines, open up the phone lines right quick. Let's see. Okay. All right, Miss Virginia, you're back. And Billy, you're back. And now Mars is back. Let me just say this before anybody say anything. Those of you on the phone lines, in the chat room, I'm going to lose you. If you got disconnected, call me at home and I can three-way you in. Okay? All right. Again, those in the chat room that get disconnected in like 5 seconds, call me at home and I can three-way you in if you didn't call the phone line fast enough. Those of you on the phone line, you're safe. Do not hang up any reason and try to call back because the show is after 11 and you can't call the show at this point. All right. So anyway, welcome back, Miss Virginia. Welcome back, Billy, and welcome back, Mars. I just want y'all to go ahead and just chime in, whatever you have to say. I don't know who was talking last, but Miss Virginia, again, thank you for accepting this invitation. Anything you want to say to the family?
Well, the only thing, Mars, I would like to say, and Donna and Marcy and all, they know. They already know because it's in you, but it's good to refresh it over, to think of it over. Don't let the world smother the word out in the heart. Keep faith alive in the spirit. Stay proudful. Read the word more than you ever read it before.
Miss Virginia, hold on. Your phone sounded muffled. There you go.
Okay, meditate on the Lord daily. Try not to worry. I mean, don't do a lot of worrying, a lot of things that we can't fix. You know, the world comes with all kind of things and things. The people from the word.
Major.
Huh? Morris, are you coming? Are you talking? Were you trying to get some Mars?
I don't know if it's Mars or not.
Okay, he was just. Yeah, we heard you. Go ahead, Miss Virginia.
The only thing I said in Mars, the world, don't let it smother the word out that it was placed in your heart many years ago. Keep faith alive. Keep the word of God alive in your spirit, in your heart. Walk more in the spirit than you do in the flesh. Try to meditate all sometimes. It seems kind of difficult, but I'm on my job. I can't meditate. I can't do this. Find a little spot if it's your lunch time or your break time. Find a little spot or a little place and go and think on God. Think what the promises of God, what he's already promised years, many years ago, what he's going to do and what he's already done. Be more thankful, because guess what? The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. We've had storms now. We all done had some storms. We've had some blows. But guess what? We're still alive. We're still here. And I'm telling you, all of y'all, it's been put in you, honey. Just use it. Use what you got. Use what you got. And don't. I told Seth the other day, I said, don't let the devil get the best lick. If he hits you, don't let him knock you no further on your knees. Don't go no further down than on your knees. Because it's one thing he doesn't like. He don't like a praying person. He don't like nobody to pray. He don't care nothing about it. A lot of times you can sing, you can shout, you can do that. But it's something about communicating with God. He hates that. You stay in tune with God because that's our weapon now. That's our weapon. Prayer is our weapon. Against the world and against the devil. Don't give up. Stay focused. Keep what you got on the inside of you. Let your dreams stay alive. Don't let your dreams die. If God puts something in your heart, keep it alive. Work on it. Stay focused. Because he's well and able to bring it to pass. He'll bring it to pass. He's a God. He said, I can't lie. So we got to. Huh?
No, go ahead.
No, I don't know, said we say now. But guess what? I think I'm going to go get my old telephone back. These little sandwich phones, I don't like them. These little bitty phones. I like a regular phone.
Oh, we hear you. And You're fine now.
I know.
I want
a regular phone like we used to have a long time ago. Because there wasn't no breakup on them kind of phones,
Another thing is those phones that you're talking about, the old-fashioned phones, were safer. This radiation ain't no joke on these cell phones. But before I forget, please, when you talk to Baby again, Anthony, let him know I said hello. Paula and Rhonda, please let them know I said hello.
Well, Paula's in the background now listening, and she wants
okay.
to say hi. Okay, come here, Paula.
Follow Harry, because
the time is past. Where is she?
Billy, you still
there?
Hey,
Seth. Oh, me? Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Miss Paula, how you doing?
You're holding on.
Well, say hi to the family. Everybody's listening, so just say hi to the family right quick.
Well, hey, y'all. Where's Mop and Tanya?
I don't know. Tanya, they're not on the line right now, but they were earlier. They'll listen to the show probably tomorrow,
okay.
But this is recorded. This is recorded,
okay.
So they can listen tomorrow, next week, next month, whenever.
Okay.
But Morris is on the line, and Billy is on the line.
Hey, Mark Wayne.
Hey, what's up, Paula?
I am saying this because I seen you in the window.
Can you hear me?
Since I saw you in the room, I had a party. Anyway, I had a blessed evening. I'm just getting ready to lay down for a second. I'm feeling this shit.
Paula, we can hear you now. At first, you was kind of muffled, but we can hear you now. What was you saying, Mars, to Paula?
None. I said, maybe we could get together. I said, I haven't seen you, Mars Wayne, since you was in the apartment when you was at work and selling phones.
Oh, okay.
Walmart.
Yeah, right? I should eat. Well, how's everything?
Yeah.
Everything good?
Oh, yeah. I can't complain. Yeah. I ain't going to even try to complain because it ain't going to do no good. You have to let go and keep going.
I know that's right. That's
the devil's job. Oh, Ronnie Shimmer.
Yeah, I know.
Working and stuff. Yeah, you have to. That's his job, to steal, kill, and destroy. So you have to keep that in mind, on point.
All right.
Right. It's good hearing your voice, Miss Paula. You keep us in your prayers, and we keep you in our prayers.
Yeah, well, y'all got this number. I've been having this number like 8 years, same number. Y'all give me a call.
I'll come by there and holler at y'all.
All right. You won't know these kids of mine. They didn't grow up.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I can't believe the last time I seen them.
Mm-hmm.
They was
pretty big. Well, we love y'all. Tell Tanya, Mopper, and Donna, I'll say hi.
Oh,
I will.
Okay. Tell your Naomi, I'll say hello, too.
Oh, okay. We'll do.
Okay. All right.
All right. Nice to hear from you, Paula.
Okay. You too.
And everybody listening. To everybody that's
okay.
listening, again, we're just talking to friends of the family. We do talk to friends of the family sometime, and this is friends of the families. Virginia Blaylock, that was her daughter, Paula Gilmore. We grew up with them. And y'all remember, this show was supposed to have been last week, Mother's Day, so just in case y'all wonder why we're talking about Irene Booker Rhymes, my mother, is because it was supposed to have been last week. And we're just following up. That's all. Miss Virginia, go ahead and have closing words. Before I do that, Billy, you got any more last words? You're kind of quiet now.
You said go ahead and close
the
word.
Billy?
Yes.
Billy.
I would like to say these words to Virginia and
okay.
her family. Yeah. It's a pleasure. It's even a treasure to hear your
yes.
voice again.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's
Thank
been
you.
A
Thank
while.
You.
Feel like it's divine intervention from the Lord that we come into communication again.
Yes, and I believe that.
More than talking,
I believe that.
As they were saying a few minutes ago, hey, we're going to have to meet and sit down to lunch or something sometime.
We will.
And really go back over a great historical experience that in the Lord and that we've had with one another down through the year.
Oh yes.
And I think about it sometime, and I appreciate you, love. Really
I do. I appreciate you too, Rosie. I appreciate you all. I appreciate the time from the start to the finish, because we stayed together. Now that's the main thing that touched me. I didn't have a husband at the time, and then Irene was just like a sister and brother. You just like a big brother to me, and it wasn't nothing I couldn't ask y'all for that y'all didn't try to do. That you did do, and you prayed for me. You stayed with me. You didn't let me go. Never heard you talk about me. Never heard you put me down, you know. Most of the talk you did for the day, it was to God. You really didn't do a whole lot of matches also. You know, you talk for a minute. But most time you go up to your room, get your Bible, and before you know it, you be gone speaking in tongues. And I mean, you do that until 2 or 3 hours. I mean, just stay with God, and that was a blessing. See, that helped me to grow and go. Because I feel like if you can do it with much more, I can too. So I want to jump in there right with y'all, and finally God helped me to do that. He saved me, delivered me, and I came one of y'all. And what a great blessing it's been ever since. I mean, ever since it's been nothing but blessing.
Communication that started with us back in those years, that divine communication still goes on and keeps me going on.
But you know, Brother Billy, that we speak, we kept respect for each other. Respect in the Lord and with each other. We never did disrespect each other at all.
Right.
Even in their disagreements. If we might not disagree, though, maybe on something we said about, we never said nothing. We respected each other until the end.
Yes.
And that's what young people got to learn, to respect one another. We might not have a lot of money, might not have a lot of friends, but loving each other and respecting each other is a black race of people that will get us further down the road.
Amen.
Love. Yes, it will. Just stay in love and stay respectful. Keep your attitude right. And watch God work. Your attitude had a lot to do with your lifestyle. Keep a good attitude, even though you might not understand everything. You might not believe everything. Just wait on God. Let God work it out. Let God work some of these things out. Some of these things got to be worked out by God. We cannot work it out. And until we learn that, we love one another, we appreciate one another, we stick together as a race of people. We love everybody. I'm talking about as a race, though. We need to come together closer and understand it. Quit talking about each other, quit putting each other down, quit doing all of that. Learn to talk about Jesus. You can't get nothing started talking about Jesus.
Right.
You can't get no problem. You can't get no argument if you start talking about Jesus.
Amen.
You might get a fool to jump up and leave, but you can't get nobody. He's the guy, the man. Everybody can love him at the same time, and nobody get jealous. I never saw two women fight over Jesus. You hear me?
Amen.
You might fight over a man. Well, honey, he's my man. He's my man for a woman. But when you got Jesus, we all can love him together and everybody's happy. That's all I want there, Jesus. Man. I don't want nothing else. I'm losing. I'm really, really, to be honest, the taste of the world.
is leaving me. Well, then I don't have a lot of desire for the world. And most of the world is stuff. It's just, I don't know, all I get, all of that stuff is just dropping out from me now. I'm more sincere than I ever been in my life. I'm getting more sincere. Because in case I go home to be with the Lord, through the rapture, through the hole in the sky, the rat of the grave, I want to make it now. I want to know I'm going with Jesus. Nothing else matters. I love my kids. I love my great-grandkids. But guess what? I know now Jesus is the reason for this, for me living. He keeps me breathing. He keeps me going. That used to didn't ring a bell with me that much. Because I guess I thought I was breathing at my own level. But since I found out that Jesus is the one that keeps me going, then that's what I want to give him all the credit and all the glory. And that's where I live. Now, I live quiet. I still work, but I live real quiet and I say to myself, and I don't know if that's a good thing. I got church friends, my church family, my sisters, my natural sisters and brothers, but I mostly just to myself and just being quiet and meditating. I do no meditating now, I've never been in my life. I do a lot of meditating because I want to make heaven my home, and that's what it's going to be from this. I want to see my mother again. I want to see, but most of all, I want to see Jesus. I want to see him, and I know if I live right and do right and do what the commandments of God tell me to do, I know I'll make heaven my home. And that's my desire right there. But I tell the listeners, all of them, I love y'all. If there's any problem, anything, just come and address it. If you seem to can't solve or don't understand, I recommend Jesus. I recommend Jesus.
Well, listen, Miss Virginia. Listen, I'm gonna try to wrap this up because people come
okay,
on listening, and they want to hear the whole thing, and they don't want to miss a drop of it. So
okay.
That's why.
Okay,
that's
well,
why,
I'm gonna hang up.
Yeah,
I love
so
you.
Listen, I want to just thank you for sharing. Thank you for reminiscing. Thank you for reminding us what we need to do to keep strong. Reminding us what Mama said to you. And just Billy, thank you for coming on, Mars. Everybody, thank y'all for contributing to my Billy. I really appreciate that. And
thank you
Ms.
for
Virginia,
letting us contribute.
I got your phone number, and Mars got your address out of the both of us. We should be seeing you hopefully in the near future. And just keep us in your prayers, okay? Are you there, Miss Virginia? Okay, I think Miss Virginia hung up already. But listen, everybody, thank y'all for listening. And everybody, don't go anywhere because we got a song I want y'all to listen. And this song should be a blessing to each and every one of y'all. So, again, I want y'all to listen to this song. It's an encouragement. It's called, I played it last week and y'all liked it. And I'm going to play it again this week. Hopefully, Miss Virginia, it looked like she's still on the phone, but I can't hear her. So hopefully she can hear me and she'll hear this song. This is by Walter Hawkins and the family, and it's called Keep On Fighting. Y'all liked this last week. Here it is again, Keep On Fighting. And I'll talk to you later, Billy and Miss Virginia, if you still can hear me. I'll talk to y'all in the future, God willing. Good night, everybody.
Talk to you later, Seth. Love you.
Bye. Love you, too. Love you too. This is Keep On Fighting.
Thanks to Christ, it strengthens us. Am I right? So the thing you want to do is to keep on fighting.